The entryway to Access Alaska is open and airy with high ceilings and exposed pipe, giving it an industrial look that's contrasted by warm birchwood walls and soft earthy colors. Not what you'd expect from a building that's accessible to people with disabilities. Eric Spangler is the architect who redesigned the nondescript 1970s-era building in the Fairview neighborhood. He says he was tasked with showing that accessibility didn't have to mean ugly.
Access Alaska came to us with a mission, that they didn't want this to look sterile or hospital-like.
Access Alaska moved into the new building this March, but contractors are just now putting on the finishing touches. Before this, the organization was renting in Midtown for more than a decade, making modifications as needed to accommodate workers and clients. In the new building, hallways are all extra wide so that people in wheelchairs and those walking can remain side by side. Pocket doors slide open under the pressure of just one finger, but it doesn't look institutional. Maya Strand is the interior designer for the project.
We really wanted to showcase it and highlight that that idea that incorporating above ADA standards is it can be easily done and it looks fantastic.
In addition, all the furniture is height adjustable.
It was a very traditional clinic, long hallways with exam rooms coming and going on each, down the long hallways.
Kelly Miller is the executive assistant at Access Alaska. She says between Alaska's aging population and the return of combat veterans from Iraq and Afghanistan, Access Alaska needed more space.
Some of our programs have grown exponentially between our personal care assistant program and also then our traumatic and acquired brain injury program are two that have grown that we needed more space.
The project cost about $3.5 million and was mostly paid for by grants from the Rasmussen Foundation and the Alaska Legislature. Access Alaska's main focus is helping seniors and people with disabilities to live independently. They also refurbish, repair, and sanitize used medical equipment, then loan it out for free. Miller adds that besides looking good, the office has a lot of critical, practical changes, like new equipment to better carry out their mission. She points to what looks like a giant silver washing machine.
One of the really interesting features that we have, I think we're the only one in the state, if not the Northwest, is we have what's called a hub scrub. So it's like a dishwasher, a big industrial dishwasher that fits a wheelchair or medical equipment. So that in this workshop here, equipment comes in the back door, it's dirty, it comes in here, it's sanitized in the big hub scrub, and then it's brought back out and provided back to the community.
With the redesign, the workshop has expanded to 3 times its original size. It was important that the offices be accessible, not just for clients, but for the people who work there. Because there's a focus on peer support, more than half of Access Alaska's employees have disabilities themselves. Frank Box is an independent living advocate who helps run the workshop that recycles used medical equipment. A welder by trade, Box has survived 2 bouts with brain cancer that left him unable to do his old job.
When I couldn't weld and fabricate anymore, I thought I was done. I thought that all of my experience was for naught. And it's not. It's all of my experiences in surviving brain cancer and 3 years off work while I went through rehabilitation gave me the skills to transfer what I already knew to help others.
Box says he's proud of the new design and of working for an organization that's setting the bar for accessibility in the workplace in Alaska. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.